What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Our goal here is to bring you great information so that you can create a better practice and a better life. And there's so much talk about these HR nightmares. Well, dentists face a lot of them. Your question might be, which ones should I worry about and which ones should I not worry about? Well, we're going to answer that today with a good friend of ours, Alan Twigg from Bent Erickson. And he goes right there to help you understand which ones you should worry about and which ones you shouldn't. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. As an employer, do you ever worry about these things that never happen? Do you ever think, gosh, I get this thing in the mail, maybe it's unemployment, like, should I worry about this? And then do you ever wonder, like, are there things I should be worrying about? Well, I have those same thoughts all the time. And what's true to this podcast is it's called the Best Practices Show. You know what we get to do? We get to find the coolest people in all of this great industry, and we don't have to guess. We can actually bring them on the show. And we're going to bring on a great friend of ours who's been a trusted partner of ours in Bent Erickson, Alan Twigg, and we're just going to ask him those questions. And before we hit the go button today, you were like, okay, this is a big one. And I was like, okay, that is a big one, even for me as a business owner. So thank you for coming back, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Kirk. Happy to be back. Happy to talk about my favorite topic, which is all things HR. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. But before we do, because we have a lot of young listeners, people, if you haven't been listening to the podcast regularly, you wouldn't know that Alan is a regular guest, but I want people to know why you're an expert on this subject matter today. Just and tell them what you do, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, sure. So I own this company, Bent Erickson & Associates. We've been around for 45 years. We do HR for dental practices, and that is our area of expertise. We don't do a million other things. It is just HR, and we work in all 50 states. We also adhere to federal requirements. And I've been working in HR now for over 20 years. It's been my passion. It's what I have dedicated all of this to. And yeah, we just try to keep dentists out of trouble and have everyone work really well and effectively together. So the HR realm, as everyone knows, is challenging and it's tough. And there's no training on any of this stuff in dental school. And office managers don't really get any formal training either. And that's why we exist. We're just here to help people out and navigate these crazy waters.
Yeah. There's three things you don't mess with: death, taxes, and HR. Just don't mess with those three. And I'll say this from my own experience, HR is just very, very hard to get your arms around. I think, personally, it's my opinion, it's a very fluid environment. And state by state, there's different rules. So you do need to know those rules. And it's just something you can't mess with. So that's why I'm a big fan of Bent Erickson. And I think it's one of the best investments you could ever make. I'm just going to say that up front as a practice owner, is like, they do it all for you. You don't have to worry about it, but let's go there today. We're going to talk about that later, but let's go there today. And it's kind of the serenity prayer in action, you know, what should I worry about? What should I not worry about? And God give me the wisdom to understand the difference. So take us through the big picture before we get into the details.
Yeah. So I think in HR, there are so many kind of old wives' tales that circulate around, and especially at dental meetings, on dental, you know, forums, Facebook groups, and so on. There are all these things that get circulated and all these concepts and these ideas and these sort of old wives' tales. And one of the things that we end up doing with folks a lot is dispelling what those things are, because there are things that people think of as a really big deal and something that keeps them up at night. And then there are things that they don't worry about that are an actual big deal. And so we'll get into that today. We'll talk about what is a big deal, what is something to be concerned about, and how you can protect yourself or address it. And then some of those things that maybe people think are a big deal that are not a big deal. And you can just kind of take that one off your plate. It's kind of nice.
All right. I love it. Let's hit a single first before we start hitting triples. And every business owner gets this letter at some point. It's the unemployment claim. Now, I'll just tell you, because we were joking around, the first time you get the unemployment letter from a former employee, you're like, what's going on? Are they suing me? Like, what is this? Like, what did I do wrong? And your mind goes a million directions. And that's probably, you probably get a lot of phone calls on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. Yeah, unemployment's a real common one because, of course, a large number of people who leave jobs will file for unemployment. So quick lesson. So unemployment is an insurance program. It works just like any other insurance. Everybody pays into it, and then some people draw on it. And of course, if the state is running it properly, then, you know, they have money left over after all the withdrawals and all the deposits and all that. So unemployment is run by your state. It's not a federal program. It's a state program. So every state is a little different. And every single business in the state pays into their unemployment fund. So you, every other business, everyone pays into it. Now, every state's a little bit different in terms of the exact amounts and the exact percentages. It depends on the industry. It might be a certain percentage up to a certain amount of total wages for an employee. And then after that, there's no more. It varies a lot. And you can certainly look some of this stuff up on your state website if you really want to nerd out on it. But the key thing to keep in mind is that it's an insurance program that everyone pays into. Now, when there is a claim and when that claim is approved, meaning the former employee is going to get money, first thing people need to really understand is that money does not come out of your bank account. It does not come out of your pocket. That money comes out of this big state fund. So just know that if you think, oh, this employee is going to get all this money from me, or, you know, even some employees think, oh, I'm going to file for unemployment. I'm going to get his money. It's not coming out of your bank account. It's coming out of the state fund that you and everyone else is paying into. So there's no need to freak out. The money is not coming out of your bank account. Now, another thing to think about, and we hear this sometimes, is people will say, well, you know, if they get unemployment, if I get a few of these, then aren't I going to have this thing where, you know, my unemployment rates are going to go up? And the answer to that is maybe. It would depend on how many people file unemployment, how many people get unemployment, and how much that happens in your particular practice. If you only have one a year, not a big deal. But if you're constantly turning people over and they're filing for unemployment, they're getting it, you're getting 10 of those a month, well, then yeah, your rates may go up. Now you hear that and you may think, oh my gosh, rates are going to go up. And you think about, you know, your malpractice, you know, premiums and all these other things that just go up and up and up. Unemployment does have a cap. Every state has a cap. And for example, we did a calculation, I believe it was for Ohio. We had a client in Ohio that was really concerned about their rates going up. They'd had a little bit of turnover. And we calculated what it would be if they went to the absolute maximum rate for unemployment for them. It was about $100 a year extra per employee. That was it. So this whole thing of, oh my gosh, my rates are going to go up. What's going to happen? Oh my gosh. $100 a year. And that was it. Now, again, every state's a little bit different. It varies. But the bottom line with unemployment that we always say is unemployment is not a big deal. We'll talk in a minute about stuff that is a big deal, but unemployment is not a big deal. There's no need to freak out. There's no need to go total nuclear war on trying to protest every single thing there is, appeal hearings, file stuff. I mean, you can if you want. If folks, you know, feel really strongly about it, if you're really bored and you have nothing else to do with your time, go for it. Yeah. We just don't think it's a big deal. And now here's another thing to keep in mind about unemployment. Unemployment can be sort of that first little battle with a former employer. or employee. So someone leaves your practice, they leave on bad terms. Maybe you as the dentist, you're a little disgruntled. The employee left, they're a little disgruntled. And then they file for unemployment. You think, all right, it's game on. I am not going to let this person get anything. And you fight and you fight and you fight. Well, that might be the end of it. Or the former employee might say, oh, you want to fight? I'll bring the fight to you. And then they say, oh, you know what? Okay, well, I didn't get the unemployment, but let me see what else I can do. And we've seen issues where it starts with unemployment and then it goes into something much more serious. It goes into a state labor board investigation, a wage and hour claim, maybe even a lawsuit. And there are times when we might even say, if it's a, you know, an employee that was disgruntled, you weren't really happy with them. It's like, well, if you kind of let this go, and I mean, you'll still respond. You'll still respond accurately. It's not like you're going to lie and sugarcoat the situation. I mean, you may still tell exactly what happened. But let's say the person does get unemployment and you think, okay, phew, that's it. I don't have to pay this. It comes out of the general fund. And maybe this former employee walks away thinking, ha, I got him. I got unemployment from him. I told him, I won. And then you never hear from this person ever again, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Yeah. That, I think, is a wonderful outcome. So there you go. There's unemployment, not a big deal.
I love your voices that you use in there, too. That's pretty cool. Like, because those are the voices we hear. I think the important thing is to understand is, you know, it's not an emotional battle. You will be informed along this process. So that's where the letters come in. So you get this, you get these notifications. And I've heard, you know, wives tell, I've heard dentists saying, I'm going to fight this one and she's not getting unemployment. And your point would be like, who cares? It's not coming out of your pocket. And right. Just let it take its course in that whole process.
Right.
And there's probably, yeah. All right. It's good to know. That is really good to know. And I wish you would have given me this advice 20 years ago. So yeah. All right. Where do you want to go next? Give us another one.
Well, let's talk about some of these things that I mentioned a second ago that are kind of a big deal. Okay. So, you know, one of them would be a true lawsuit. So, you know, or even let's not start with a lawsuit. Let's start with a scary letter.
Okay.
You know, someone leaves your practice and sometime later you get that scary letter from the attorney, some attorney saying, I'm representing Sarah, you know, worked in your office and you are a terrible employer and we're going to sue you for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Those scary letters are just a tactic. It's a tactic that is an attempt to get a settlement because, of course, lawyers don't want to go to trial because it's expensive and it takes time. What they want is a quick settlement. So you get this scary letter that says, you know, you fired Sarah because she's a minority or because she was pregnant or because she had a disability and that violates all these laws. And, you know, therefore we have a case and get ready. And of course, what they want is for you to freak out and call your lawyer and have your lawyer start some negotiations and they get $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 out of it in the settlement. Now, we have talked to labor attorneys who represent employees. And those labor attorneys have said that if they are going after an employer and that employer has their ducks in a row from an HR standpoint, that lawyer does not take the case. And by ducks in a row, we mean all the basic things that no one wants to deal with, like a policy manual and the employee signed an acknowledgement that they read the manual and job descriptions and performance evaluations and, you know, written documentation that said this employee is not performing. And if they do not improve, termination, if they have all of that in place, most attorneys, when they're approached by a former employee, they say, thanks, but no thanks. You got a losing case. It's not looking good. And so that's just a little reminder of how important all of those documentation pieces are. I know it's not sexy. It's not exciting. It's not nearly as interesting as doing cutting edge dentistry. But you hear people always talk about the importance of documentation, the importance of having these things in place, all these HR things. And that's why.
Yeah.
Because when the stuff hits the fan, they really do make a big difference. Yeah. So that's a scary letter. Scary letters are just about getting a settlement. If you have your ducks in a row, all that happens is your attorney sends a letter back that basically says your claim is complete BS, and here's all our documentation that says otherwise.
Yeah.
And usually then it goes away.
It's so weird you say that. 31 years I've been doing this. I've been sued twice. And the attorney who is my friend from high school, he's a really good attorney. He's represented me both times. And the first, I mean, both of them, you essentially lose. He's like, listen, law is interpreting things. Do you know what I mean? You're basically, you're just, he said, it's a lot of money to win and it's a lot of money to lose. You just have to pick how far you want to go on this. And a lot of these times, and in both cases, it was a very emotional standpoint from the person who opposed me. And so like, I was like, oh, I'm not, my first thought is, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, this is ridiculous. Blah, 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 blah. And so I dug my heels in and I go, I refuse. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, that's fine, but they're going to take whatever you, the first one that I'm mentioning was a phone call that I said something. Well, I had no documentation on it. It was just something I said. I was excited. It was a very positive thing, but they took it to a literal explanation and there was no doc. So your point is exactly right. You have to have, if you're listening to this, you have to have everything documented. I mean, and I do mean everything as much as possible. And it's too hard to do it on your own. If I just can't say enough about you guys is like documenting all that and having it in place, because it's amazing. People can, they were asking me about a conversation I had on the phone like 4 years ago. I'm like, I don't even remember the conversation itself. And so it's spot on what you're saying. So,
yeah. Yeah. And you make a great point that emotions run high in these things. Right. And emotions can run high with unemployment too, where it's just, you know, especially if it's someone who truly was just a bad employee, they were vindictive, they were mean, they left you high and dry and just walked off the job. You know, the emotions run high, and that's just where as much as you can taking that high road and just saying, you know, it was like with the unemployment example, just saying, nah, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to be the bigger person. And, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. You also bring up a good point that with these HR things, whether it's a lawsuit or a state labor board thing, these are all civil court cases, not criminal. They're civil. And in criminal cases, there's the whole, you know, if you remember your Law and Order episodes and everything, or Matlock, it's, you know, it's you're innocent until proven guilty. So you have this massive burden that the prosecution has to overcome to prove that you were a evil person. Well, you don't have that with civil cases. Civil cases start out, each person is 50-50. It could go very easily either way. And so all it takes is one little thing, you know, no documentation or, you know, the optics of the thing. You fired someone who's pregnant, she's sitting there crying, and you're this big bad dentist with your Mercedes. You know, those kinds of things, just that alone can tip the scales, even though you truly did nothing wrong and you were not an actual bad person. And they can't prove that you were a bad person. It's just important to keep that in mind. Because I hear that often where people just think, well, but that's not why I did what I did. I did it because they were a bad dental assistant. I'm like, I hear you. And it's, you know, it's he said, she said. And yeah, those cases are hard. If you go all the way to fighting it, all the way tooth and nail, it's he said, she said. And it can really easily go either way. So another big one that's important for folks to keep in mind is some sort of a labor board investigation. Those are usually going to come from your state labor board. And a state labor board investigation is messy because with those, you can sometimes get rid of those with a settlement. But in most cases, you got to go through a whole discovery process at a minimum. The state is going to want you to dig up all kinds of records and documentation, provide files, payroll records potentially. And you got to dig all that stuff up, work with your attorney to send it all in. And then that may lead to hearings. It may lead to phone hearings. It may lead to someone from the state coming into your practice and doing some sort of on-site investigation. It's incredibly time consuming. It takes forever. It's really stressful. And one of the really terrible things about those is, let's say it touches on anything wage and hour. So overtime or, you know, not paying for CE properly or lunches, rest breaks, anything like that, that's wage and hour. those cases typically get a lot bigger than just the one employee. And what they start investigating is all of your current and all of your former employees going back 3 years. It can vary a little bit on that timing, but it is not isolated to just that one employee and their one claim. It can very easily go back 3 years on all current and all former employees. And what happens then if it's, say, unpaid overtime, is then it turns into having to do the back pay and wages and everything for that overtime, plus typically a bunch of penalties as well. So those ones are, that's another example of something that you just don't want to deal with and you don't want to have. And that's another one where having your ducks in a row and doing whatever you can with people so that they leave your practice on as best terms as you can, that makes a difference. You know, if people leave just super, you know, caught off guard, out of the blue, you fire someone with no documentation, no warnings, no sense that this was coming, that tends to lead to issues more than if you try to work with someone and you sit down and like, look, you know, hey, I've given you a lot of chances and you're just not getting there. Sometimes that helps.
Yeah, that's so well said, buddy. The labor piece is just tricky. And if you haven't listened to the previous episode we did, hourly versus salary, you have to listen to that because it changed the way I think about that. And let's go back to the labor thing, is that this can expose, this is one of those things that's unforgivable. So if they find a crack in the armor with one disgruntled employee, and again, our job is not to create fear, it's just to overly protect you with this stuff, they can find those cracks, and then you're going to be responsible for those cracks retroactively. And so it's just one of those things you just don't mess with. Like even overtime, like even discussing going to CE courses, was this paid, unpaid? I stayed on a Friday to help you with that case, and there was no patience here, and I should have been paid double time. And so there's a lot of complexity to it. And I would say this, by you gotta have all your ducks in a row on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Absolutely. And it's one of those things where I know dentists are strapped for time. I know there's a million projects to do. I know there's tons of people out there who are saying, you should do this, you should do that. And I just want everyone to know that these HR parts and pieces, getting them in place, yeah, it takes a little bit of time, may take a little bit of money, but once they're in place, maintaining this stuff over time, super easy. And there are a lot of great options out there, you know, training options, you know, finding someone that you can trust and delegate some of this to. There are a lot of ways that you can do this without it taking all of your time and energy. So
yeah,
it's out there.
Love it. Tell us, are there any other big ones? So you're like, okay, that is something to worry about. And then maybe we can add a smaller one to here, balance them out a little bit.
You know, I don't know. I think those are the big ones. Those are the most popular ones. I mean, you know, there are things around harassment and retaliation for, say, someone who brings an OSHA claim, you know, I think where people do run into the most challenges, though, is just not having the documentation or not having a clear understanding of what is going on. So another example that we see all the time is somebody goes out on, say, maternity leave, or maybe it's a, you know, a leave of absence because their spouse is having some health problems or something like that. And as a dentist, you know, as a boss, we want to be compassionate. We want to be understanding. This is a really great employee. It's a tight labor market. You want to keep them and all that. So you just kind of tell them, sort of, you almost give them like an open-ended ticket. It's like, yeah, go do what you need to do. Take care of what you need to do. We'll be here when you're ready to come back. And that's all fine in the beginning, but then what can happen is it drags on and the person says, oh yeah, I'll be back in a month. And then they don't come back, and then you don't hear from them. And then the communication is spotty, or then you hear from a family member that says they're dealing with something. And those kinds of things around, whether it's pregnancy or a leave of absence in general, we just see a lot of people really get in trouble on that one because there's no documentation, there's no leave of absence request form, there's no medical certification from their treating physician. And it's those kinds of things that just lead to, unfortunately, a really tough decision down the road where you may have to terminate this person's employment. And you have to jump through a bunch of hoops to kind of try to build some documentation in and sort of backfill it. And then when you do finally make the decision, it is risky because, you know, you might be terminating someone who is pregnant or was just has just given birth, or someone who, you know, maybe you're in a state employee threshold where the employee's, you know, spouse's medical condition is sort of covered on, under some sort of, you know, paid family leave or a family medical leave protection. And now you're in kind of risky territory with that. And that is just one of those examples where by doing a little bit, just a little bit of kind of due diligence on the front end, a little bit of paperwork, you know, just basic formalities. It doesn't negate all of your compassion and all of your understanding. You can still be open-ended with some of that, but you just want to have that documentation in place. So that's another common one that we see because, of course, I mean, dentists are nice. They're good people. I mean, they want to help people. They want to, you know, make life better for all kinds of folks out there. And so it's easy to translate that to your team. And yeah, that just unfortunately can come back to bite you a little bit.
That is so true, buddy. So true. Well, I really appreciate this. And you and I are going to continue this journey on all things HR so that if you're listening to the podcast, you don't have to deal with any of these in advance. So let's do this. If there's anything else you want to add, let's add it. But let's give us some final thoughts on this, Alan. And then I know people that are listening are going to want to know more about you. Like, how do I find it? And I'm just going to tell you, just it's worth it to reach out to Bent Erickson and just let them do this work for you. But before we do, give us some final thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, documentation, 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 right? You know, and I know that's drilled into every dentist head with chart notes and everything. So the documentation piece is big. You know, remember unemployment, not a big deal. I mean, respond to it, but you know, again, in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal. The money doesn't come out of your pocket. And in terms of what to be worried about, it's all that stuff. It's, you know, lawsuits and labor board investigations, leave of absences that run on forever. And in all of those cases, your policy manual, job descriptions, all your documentation, that is your, you know, in a sense, your golden ticket for getting out of that. And the other thing, too, to keep in mind about all those things, policy manuals, job descriptions, and everything, those things have a dual purpose. They protect you and they also set your team up for greater success. Because when you hire a new person, you basically are telling this new person, at my practice, this is what success looks like. So they actually help you. They help you in avoiding all the issues and they help you in better, faster onboarding and just having a team that works better and knows what success looks like. So, you know, two benefits with one thing there. So yeah. And yeah, folks want to learn more about us. Our website is benterickson.com. Folks can reach out to me directly if they have questions about all this stuff. We have something, we call it the HR Director Package. And what we did was we just took all the necessary stuff that you need and we put it into one package. So you don't have to think, oh, do I need this or should I buy that? It's just one thing and it's got everything that you need. And it's a manual that's customized for you, your state, your number of employees. It's dental specific job descriptions. It's all of those forms, all the different forms you would ever possibly need. So you never have to reinvent the wheel. And then we keep everything up to date over time. And you also get full unlimited access to our HR specialists for any kind of phone call, email, about any kind of HR topic. And that's unlimited. There's no extra charge for it. There's no meter that's ever running. You can call us as much as you want. We are very much a support organization. So we are here to support you with your HR and allow you to do what you actually want to do. And we'll take care of all the boring stuff.
Buddy, you're the best. It sounds tedious. It sounds difficult. I love how you phrase that at the end too. It really does help your team members be successful. So this isn't just about protecting yourself. It's about protecting them and making sure they're successful. So thank you so much for being on. I'm always grateful for all the wisdom you add. And you're going to keep joining us at the To the Top Study Club. Keep showing up. Thank you, my friend. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But you guys, I'm just telling you, that stuff is too much to think about. And it's really, really important to have the right documentation. And you don't have time to do this. You don't have time to do the research. You don't have time to do it. And you don't have the time to follow up on it. And that's why there's great partners out there like Bent Derrickson and Alan Twigg. You got to reach out to them. So if you're not taking notes during the podcast, this is how it works. You can flip up to the notes section, whether it be Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And you're going to see everything we talked about is in the notes area. So you can click on it. It'll take you right there. And we're going to make podcast listening easy for you. So we're going to keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.